Now, you pointed out, you were talking about, you know, males. Why does it always seem to be that it's men?
Mm-hmm. Well, the male mind is brain is wired differently than the female in some ways, that we're able to put things into compartments more, whereas the female brain, it and not everybody, but in general, things flow together more like a spider web, whereas males put things in boxes. So they're able to do more stupid or irrational or angry things without really thinking about the consequences all the time or how they might affect other people, things like that. And then also the male brain, the frontal lobe, that's the part that thinks about consequences and logic and rational decisions and putting themselves in other people's shoes. That develops more slowly in the male brain. It actually takes up to like age 24 before that development is really done. And I think just general in our society, we teach boys to be more violent and more aggressive, and we get them video games where they're military killers or they go around shooting people on the streets, things like that. We kind of and we teach them to beat each other up in different sports things, and we kind of laugh and look the other way when they get into fights in hockey matches, things like that. So I think boys are encouraged to end their problems violently and aggressively. They're not taught or encouraged to think about feelings or to express their feelings. They're more prone to drink their problems away or use drugs or violence or things like that instead of talking about it and expressing it.
Now, anytime one of these events unfortunately happens, there's always the debate about gun control, but I'm seeing a lot of people on social media saying, what about the mental health debate? And what should that debate look like? What should we be discussing as a country with mental health?
Well, I know as a therapist myself, it's disturbing when you have somebody with an insurance plan that will only pay for 10 sessions or 20 sessions per year, and there's quite a few of them nowadays that do only have a limited number of sessions. And I don't know if somebody's really a severe case or even a moderate case, I don't know how you can really help them too much with 10 to 20 sessions. And then also a lot of insurance plans and the state plans have not increased their reimbursement rates for therapists. So a lot of therapists are dropping certain plans. And unfortunately, the plans that are getting dropped are really the ones that are usually the ones for the most severe cases out there. So I think that is an issue. I think a lot of the working poor don't have insurance, and then they're also not on state assistance, and so they're very apt to not get their child mental health services because they can't afford to pay for them. So I think finances is a big key. I think also the stigma out there that people are still a little embarrassed to bring their child or their teenager to get therapy help, or they postpone it until it gets super severe. So I think that's another factor out there, too, of not being embarrassed to take your kid just to have somebody to talk to or to get some parental guidance for them before it gets too bad.
Now, there's always talk of the effect of video games anytime something like this happens. In your counseling, are you seeing that video games have a negative impact on the development and ability to cope with reality for some?
Well, you know, I don't want to mention the specific games, but there's one that just came out a little while ago that a lot of the boys are talking about. It's like a military game, and it's, oh my gosh, they show me just little YouTube clips of it, and it's so incredibly violent and gruesome, and with all the blood and the everything like that, and they're just like dying to get this game. It's almost like an addiction for them. And actually, there's centers in Korea and Japan that have these detox centers for boys with video games, because they actually have become addicted to them, addicted to all the stimulation, but then also to the violence and the aggression. And they've seen how it, especially a boy who already has problems with ADHD, that they definitely get addicted to the stimulation in the game, and then they also, their ADHD increases. They're less likely to be able to pay attention, to focus. They become more irritable, more aggressive, more violent after playing a lot of these games.
Now, a lot of the work that you do is with children. What are some of the main reasons a parent would bring their child to see you?
A lot of with depression or impulsivity, some acting out with behavior problems. I also work with a lot of teenagers who have gay and lesbian or transgender issues, especially growing up here in West Michigan with the whole Christianity and coming from conservative backgrounds. It's really difficult for a lot of people in this in this area who are struggling with both being gay and then also with being Christian, of kind of having the two come together. Okay. So I work a lot with that community also.
Okay.